بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن ابي خالد الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فان صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما وان كذبا وكتما محقت بركه بيعهما. متفق عليه. I find that this is the last hadith in the chapter Bab al-Sidq. It is the chapter pertaining to honesty and avoiding deception in one's dealing as a Muslim. And the narrator of this hadith is a Sahabi with the name of Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the son of the brother of Khadija Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. That is the first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the most beloved wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the mother of the believers, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was her brother's son, in other words, her nephew. Hakim bin Hizam has the speciality that he was born in the Kaaba, and he lived for 120 years, 60 of which were as a Muslim. He passed away in Madinah Munawwara in the 38th year of Hijrah, and we find that 40 ahadith are narrated from him. The subject matter of this hadith pertains to honesty and integrity in trade, that is, in financial dealings. We find that many of us, we tend to, when it comes to our attitude towards deendari, towards aspects of ibadat and worship, we tend to compartmentalize our lives. We have that section of our life which we feel is for our akhirat, is for our jannat. In other words, our salah, our zikrullah, our tilawat of Quran, our conduct in the masjid, etc. And then we have the other part of our life, that is the life outside the masjid. A life generally which pertains to earning our livelihood. Here many of us fail to understand that just as salah is ibadat, making zikr of Allah is ibadat, tilawat of Quran is ibadat, earning one's livelihood in a halal manner is also ibadat. It's also an act of worship. If we will implement the rules of Sharia pertaining to earning our livelihood, then like Allah Ta'ala is rewarding us for reading two rakat salah, we are getting rewarded for earning our livelihood in a halal way. In fact, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Islam is not only ibadat. I mean, not only acts of worship. Islam is jami'u ma jaa bihi an-nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam is the 24-hour life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as long as we will implement aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in wherever it may be, in the marketplace, if we will implement his shariat, his sunnat, his deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us. And conversely, if we will not implement the ahkamat of shariat in earning our livelihood, like a person would be answerable to Allah ta'ala if he doesn't make his salah in exactly the same way. If we will lie in earning our livelihood, if we will cheat, if we will deceive, then these are acts which we will have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the warnings, one hand the rewards are tremendous, and the other hand the warnings are tremendous also. One sahabi, Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to toil, he was a farmer by trade, and he used to toil in the field, as a result of which his hands had become emaciated, had become lined. One day he's sitting in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam notices the state of his hands, the marks. So Allah's Rasulullah says to him that, how did your hands become lined like this? So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I was toiling in the field, perhaps pulling the rope, etc. And this is how my hands have become marked like this. Allah's Rasulullah held his hands and then kissed his hands and said that those hands that have become emaciated and marked like this, whilst earning one's livelihood in order to put halal food in front of one's children, Allah has made the fire of Jahannam haram on these hands. So like through salah, a person's body becomes haram from the fire of Jahannam, this man is earning his livelihood. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah has made your hands haram on the fire of Jahannam. One hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, a person toils, he works from morning till night. End of the day, if you look in the business world, person was a laborer, he worked from morning till night, what will he earn? He'll earn his wages. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, is this going to waste? No. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Man amsa kalan bi amali yadehi, amsa mafuran lahu. He said, a person who worked the whole day, and at the end of the day, became tired, because of working to earn halal sustenance, to earn a halal rozi, he got tired. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, what is his position? Maghfooran lahu. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all his sins have been forgiven. Allah has forgiven this person. But there is a condition. And what is the condition? That we have to implement the Shariat in earning our livelihood. Basic thing, there has to be honesty. There has to be integrity. There has to be amanat-dari. You find in many, many ahadith, these two things are mentioned. Sidq, that is honesty. And the second thing is amanat-dari, trustworthiness. Allah's Rasul said, At-tajiru sadukul ameen. He said, a businessman, not a tahajjud guzar, a person who's making zikr all the time. He said, a businessman whose business has two qualities in it. What are the two qualities? Sadukh, he is very honest. Very, very honest. And this may sound simple, but analyze our lives. Just on one day, take cognizance of this when we are in our shops or in our businesses or if you are working somewhere. Whatever it is, whatever our means of livelihood is, from morning till night, one day, just take the trouble of seeing how honest we are. How much we get tempted to lie. How much we get tempted to deceive. And we'll realize what a predicament we are in. One, this honesty is a means of us earning Jannah, not just Jannah, the highest Jannah. We'll be earning livelihood, fulfilling our dunya needs. But on the other hand, we'll be earning the highest stages of akhirat if we can implement this one quality. He said, As-saduq, be honest, don't deceive, don't lie. When you open your mouth, think about what you are saying. And the second, amanat-dar, ameen. What does amanat-dar mean? Amanat-dar means somebody who, there is weight to his zaban. When he makes a promise, he honors it. When he's trying to do a deal, there's transparency in what he's doing. There isn't deception. Unfortunately, majority of us, we think a good businessman is one who can beguile the next person, who can deceive, who pull wool over the eyes of the next person. We think that's a good businessman. Islam does not want that. Islam wants transparency. Islam wants trustworthiness. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, At-tajiru sadukul ameen, a businessman who is truthful and who is amanat-dar. Allah will raise him with the anbiya, with the siddiqeen, with the shuhada. Allah will give him the highest ranks in akhirat if he will implement these two qualities in earning his livelihood. One, he is truthful, and the other, he is amanat-dar. The hadith which I have just read, the subject matter pertains to this. And inshallah, we'll continue on some other occasions.